Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And this morning I have as my guest, Beth Taylor. You know, your name doesn't have to have a Beth in it to work around me, but it seems to help. But Beth is an amazing human being. She and her husband, Paul, have our corporate boardroom in Dallas in their home, which is an incredible wine cellar where we do great and great planning and have many productive meetings. And Beth is a star coach. She has developed so many insights, particularly around the elements and finding your path and mind and body wellness, with a spiritual component underlying everything. So welcome, Beth.
Thank you, Laura Beth. It is great to talk with you.
So I know that you have a tremendous background in camping and working with the YMCA, and you're very active in the camp experience. And I know in our times together, you're particularly interested in not just having the mind activated, which we do so often in our culture, but also the body and the spirit. Talk to us about what it means, this whole wellness approach that you're so passionate about.
Well, you know, I think the older I get, the more I'm aware of how interdependent my sense of well-being is. That it is, you know, I can be spiritually very connected with my Lord, but my sense of fulfillment in life is also dependent on how good I feel emotionally and physically. And I've just noticed that if I nurture that connection with God, it is also supported by nurturing the very strength with which I approach God. So that's given Deuteronomy 6:5 a whole another level of understanding for me. And that's the verse that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And so, yes, it's just important that we bring everything fully into our relationship with him.
Now, you have done a lot of work with the elements, and can you tell us your element and how this has kind of helped you focus your mind-body wellness approach to the Lord?
Yes. Well, first of all, my element profile is equally tied water and fire, first of all, at a 57 level of intensity. And then it's followed by earth, and then fourth is wind. And so when I think about that, I love having time of contemplation and reflection, and to the point that if I haven't had it for a few days, I really feel almost a desperate need just for some quiet. And that to me is that time of rest that I think God built into all of us and into his world, into his creation. You know, he says that we are to be productive 6 segments of time, and that seventh we are to rest and to nurture this wonderful being that he created us to live in, this body and this mind and this spirit. And so that, you know, that water really drives me. But also the fire in me, you know, if I have too much downtime, I'm restless. I'm ready to produce. I'm ready to bear fruit. I'm ready to get something done. And so those two play against each other. But what I've also come to find out is that my other two elements, my earth, that is about order and system, I'm not driven to that, yet I desperately need it in order to get the other things.
And then your wind is your fourth, which is surprising given that you are so innovative and productive. So what structures have you put in place to help balance you elementally?
Well, you know, the wind is the one that is, I have to make a decision to bring wind into my life because I know I need it. But, you know, for one thing, I was trained up that, you know, you don't go play until all your chores are done.
Right.
And so that message is a part of my life, but it is also something that I fall into when I've got too many chores to do. I just don't schedule time. And so in my life, in order to create some wind, the benefit of wind, I have scheduled a Sabbath day that is not Sunday and is not even Friday evening to Saturday evening, but it is a day of not just rest, but of enjoyment of what God has given me. And that that means that each week I have at least one time that I have on my calendar, it is for fun. And so that I schedule fun. Not a wind wouldn't do that, but I have to.
A wind has to make time for work.
That's right.
So you spoke about in conversations that you and I have had, so a wind fire. What are some tips that you might have, which is what I am, 6969 wind fire. What are some tips that you have for people like me who are driven towards fast results? They're very innovative, spontaneous, and with that comes the challenge of structure and habit.
Well, in that innovation, in that movement, in that constant energy and new ideas and in seeking a variety, what I find with a lot of my wind fire clients is that as they look back at the wake behind them, they don't really see any closure or results. And they want it. Yet they don't see it. And so, once again, it is really leaning into the creation of small habits that can help a wind and or a wind fire to be able to say, I completed this. I started it. I completed it.
What a concept.
Yes.
Well, with some of your coaching success, and you have had a lot of it, can you think of a client or a story that when they understood some of the elemental changes that really made a difference in them, even in family members?
Oh, yes. You know, I spoke with a client a week ago today who had a huge revelation that as a fire, she was urging a significant person in her life to move faster through a new process at work, and really trying to light the fire under this person, and was met with complete defensiveness and anger, and she did not understand it. So as we talked, you know, it turns out that he is a wind earth.
Ooh.
And I'm sorry, a water earth.
Yeah.
And so his whole process to this new concept was, as a water and an earth would do, would be to learn it fully, to immerse himself in it, to examine every facet, to think through the outcomes of each particular scenario. And he was being judged on how quickly he applied it.
And not
so
how thoroughly
just,
he understood it.
Exactly. And the tension between the two of them was palatable.
If not inflammable.
Yes.
Well, I know that you and I have talked about the water fire being it's just such a beautiful profile. It's like, to me, Gandhi was a water fire. I think Martin Luther King was water fire. That passion for peace and harmony and yet a profound sense of justice. And when you combine those two, you know, the natural tendency just when you look at them is one puts the other out. And yet when they are combined, you have a steam engine that literally, I mean, Gandhi changed one-third of the world's population in terms of their behaviors for the time. And certainly Martin Luther King brought about a huge change in a country by learning to harness the different elements that were in, you know, in seeming conflict. And so I really like that approach that you had with your client about the fires not moving so quickly towards wanting things to be different. And I think it's important that we recognize that every element shows love differently. I had a situation with a family member that I was upset with. They weren't doing things faster than the way I thought they should be done. And recognize that this person in my family is a double water and is not going to show love the same way I do. But probably people are going to feel more loved than my style. I had to humbly realize. So as you move forward in this, what would you like to share? What else would you like to share with our listeners?
Well, you know, it's interesting to me that as a wind fire, that what hasn't been asked is how does someone become still, find that time to reach into their water in the midst of this culture that we live in? And that is more and more becoming a clear passion of mine that I think that I don't know how it feels to a wind fire to be still, but
right.
I know just as I need fun and variety, a wind fire or a double fire or, you know, any combination of the profile that doesn't lean on water, how do people who don't naturally crave stillness find it? Because, you know, be still and know that I am the Lord is a way that God created us. He put in us the need to stop, to get off the treadmill, to stop our production just for a little while, and to be refilled and to take in what we need in order to start the following day producing again.
Let me just interject here, just in the interest of time. We're talking with Beth Taylor, and she can be reached at beth@bethtaylorcoaching.com. And we're talking about the Path Elements profile, which is the personality profile based on the elements that I've developed, and Beth is licensed in, and people can find out more about that. I think we're probably not going to hear the cue, Beth, on the time of the ending of the show, so we're just going to keep talking, but I wanted to get that in there. And I know that as I was talking to my personal trainer, who is a wind fire, she needs to go to Hawaii, she thinks, and I said, you know, the thing about wind fires, when water is the only element that is reacting, it's acting on the wind fire, because wind fires are constantly acting on other elements. But when we get still, like you said, then the water acts on us, and we can be the receiver. So
yes.
In closing, Beth, what else would you like to share?
I would just like to really share the power of understanding how we are put together, how we are formed, and the beauty of grasping what it is that each of us as an individual needs to thrive in order to strengthen ourselves, in order to bring all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul into our love for God.
I love that. To take the time. You know, the lady who wrote Tiger Mom says that the one thing she wishes she had understood was the different temperaments of her children. and it would have shifted the way she approached them. And so this is an opportunity for everyone to learn, how were you formed so marvelously in the womb? What has God created you to do? And Beth Taylor is an amazing and marvelous coach that can help you in that process. And we will be seeing Beth in Dallas on March 18th at the Reinvent Your Life workshop. And there's more information on my website, lauriebethjones.com. Beth, thank you so much for your time this morning. Best wishes to your mom. And tell Paul that I love him and I hope to see him soon, too. Your
excellent.
In the boardroom.
Great to talk to you, Lauriebeth. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.